Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandee. Welcome, happy Halloween to everyone. Today is a special day. We pass from one period to another one. It's always, when there's a celebration, where and this celebration is celebrated by everyone in the world, there's a powerful energy around. So just tune in to what's happening. Remember, once we did a radio show on Saint Valentine, where we said how to attune to love at a certain level so that we could learn how to put love in what we're doing. And after that, try to use the subconscious power that is permeating each and every one of us to move forward towards our life. In other words, we as human beings, of course, we have our own subconscious mind, but we are also connected to subconscious minds of everyone else. And that is called, maybe in Jungian psychology, the collective unconscious, but it's also called the collective consciousness, let's say. And when we use it globally towards only one thing, then there is something that we can use. And if we tune into the pure essence of that energy that is at play at that moment, then we can use that energy. We feel ourselves like, you know, like a surfer on the top of the wave. We feel emotionally supported towards what we want to do if we are able to use that kind of material that is available. And so my invitation to you is now to sit down. First of all, today's topic is giving up. So therefore, it means that you should give up very quickly. But there's a lot to talk about. But should give up your wanting to control, to be in control. We already started this talk last time, but now we're going to take it a step further. Sit down with your spine straight, your muscles relaxed. Just try to focus at the point between the eyebrows for a moment on the forehead with your eyes closed without effort. Relax as if you were going to sleep, but instead of sleeping, instead of bringing your eyes down with your eyes closed always, but relax your eyes up towards the point between the eyebrows in a natural way, feeling yourself being dragged up to heaven. Take a full in-breath. And at this point, feel as of the energy, as all the energy of your body starts gathering from the hands and feet, deep down into the trunk as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, stabilize it there. Keep on having your attention focused at the mind's eye towards the infinite. And breathe in again from the trunk. Bring it down to a center into the spine. Into the spine. Very good. And now breathe in again from the lower part of the spine. Breathe in and bring this energy up, 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 up in the spine at the point between the eyebrows. Breathe in and do it now. And relax. And now breathe in again. As you breathe in, feel your eye at the point between the eyebrows. The mind's eye opening. Relax your eyes, relax your forehead. And project, visualize, imagine, or see a ball of light, project, visualize a projection for your mind's eye like a searchlight going from the mind's eye towards the infinite. At the same time, be aware of the astral light there, of the light of energy that you might see or know and feel its presence, which is okay as well. Feeling. See this astral ball of light stepping farther up, going up. Don't tilt your head back as you do so. Just relax. Adjust the movement in consciousness. Feel this ball of light uniting with highest heavens and feel the harmony permeating this ball of light. And now you decide that this ball of light is absorbing whatever good energies, whatever harmony is from this highest heaven, coming from this highest heaven, and see the searchlight that connects you with this ball of light be the bridge between the heaven and your mind's eye, feeling this harmony coming down from the ball of light into this searchlight, into your forehead, and then coming down into the spine, expanding in the trunk, into your hands, extending to your inner and outer reality, becoming aware. And say to yourself that no matter what, no matter what happens, no matter what is happening in your life, you can't be logically in control of everything, but you let go of this great power, you let go of your wanting control, and you let this great power take charge. And slowly breathe in and relax. Just breathe out on the out breath through the mouth, becoming center, becoming aware. Visualize that ball of light up into the heavens, gently coming down. And as it comes down, the ball of light remains pure. It is not anymore at one with the heavens. It has its own consciousness, that is, its own identity. Remains pure. Bring it closer to your mind's eye. Bring it into yourself. And this ball of light is a vehicle of light. And relax. Just breathe in. Breathe out. Coming back to the center. Breathe in again once more. And out. And as you're breathing now, slowly open your eyes. Slowly, slowly. And come back. And welcome to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandy. If you want to give me a call, the number is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. What kind of questions should you ask? You should ask questions that are in relation to your life. Whatever challenges you're going through in life, I would like to help you to see possible solutions on a mystical level in terms of practical techniques that you can do in meditation, and also on practical methods, action steps that you might want to use in order to overcome the challenge. And I'm also happy if you would write me, and recently I've not been able to reply. I received many emails, and we've been moving, so the phone would be extremely busy. I'm going to reply to each one of you, and I promise this will be soon, probably by tomorrow. And thank you for writing. Keep on writing and ask questions. I'm very happy to receive your emails. Thank you so much. I apologize if this at this moment I could not reply right away to all the inquiries that I received. But I'm going to do it from tomorrow again. We have made a new website that does a new design. If you go to www.thelifecatalyst.com, you will see the new design there. We still have to transfer the blog. Finally, the lessons have been stabilized to another server, and people who have confirmed the subscription, I'm going to wait until everybody confirms, and then I'm going to send out a gift to all of you. Thank you so much. It's a very special gift. I'm not going to say what it is, but you will find it. It's a secret surprise. You will find it there. So basically, we still have to transfer the blog, and probably even the blog will have a new design. But if you go to The Life Catalyst, then you can sign up for the lessons, and you will start having them since the beginning. But it's good, because some people have brought me back, said, sorry, could you please send again the lesson that you sent two, three times ago? Because some of the lessons are consequential, like number level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4. And some people, you know, we all cancel them. We delete the emails that we receive. But the fact is, And once you receive them, don't delete them. Save them. Save them in a separate folder, because those are lessons that are going to be with you forever. Okay? So save them on a separate folder, and then after some time, print them and have them with you in a book. It is my way to give back to all that I've received, and I really feel blessed to have received also such a great information that I've applied myself into my life, and I try to apply it every day, and it's a journey, and at the same time, it's a journey to give up the journey. Okay? So once you will start receiving the lessons again from the beginning, then the lessons will continue to go on even beyond the point until where you have received them. Okay, let's move on to our topic today. And the topic is giving up. Now, why did I choose this kind of title? The title that I chose, giving up, is because we need, as I said, to release the need to control people, to control our life, to think that we are the absolute masters. Because on some level, yes, we are. But on another level, we cannot be until we have given up our character, our personality. And there is a distinction between character and personality. Personality is the result of our karma, of our samskaras. That means the intentions of the mind that guide our life towards a certain result, a certain situation. The patterns of the mind, of the subconscious, the compulsions, the instincts, so that the instincts that we have, those are our personality. The character, instead, is the expression of the spark that we have within our true temperament. But the fact is, if you are stuck in the perception of yourself alone, either be your personality or even at deeper level your character, definitely you are cutting out all the rest. Okay, it's obvious. If you are inside the room and you're aware only of your room, you're not aware of the building, you're not aware of what's happening outside. Somebody could put a bomb somewhere, you would not be aware. Somebody, you know what I mean? If you are living in a cocoon, okay, you can't go out, you can't achieve, you can't understand what you should do in order to go out and succeed. Now, because we all want to succeed, and I know that for everyone is the same, in one way or another, succeeding doesn't mean to have money, wealth, or whatever, and there's nothing wrong with that either. What I mean, succeeding is being able to express yourself successfully, being able to have success in whatever task you put yourself into. So we all want to have success once we start doing something. Okay? If you're making a coffee, you expect yourself to be successful in making it so that you can drink it. If you are creating, if you're writing a book, you expect yourself to be successful in creating it. If you're writing a novel, or if you are, getting now a new job, you expect yourself, or you hope that you're going to be successful, you want to be successful. But now, this wanting to achieve is usually driven by desires, by compulsions. We act through compulsions. We are driven by instinct. We're driven by the unconscious, but the unconscious symbols that are active at the level of our mind, at the deep level, But what we need to do, instead of being driven by these compulsions, instinctual behaviors, we should be able to stop, to give up our life as we know it, so that achievement will actually start to be possible, because there's a higher power within us, because we'll start doing what we need to do without the desire of seeing it done in the way that our compulsion allows us. Many people say, you know, Vincent, the fact is that I want to achieve this, and this is the visions that I have, and that is great. What I want to say is we have two sides of the mind. We have one logic side and the intuitive side, and they are related to both sides of the brain. The problem is when you talk, this is the vision I have. If your vision comes from desire, compulsion, driven instincts, that is not your vision. That vision is built. The vision is a learned vision, is a learned state of consciousness that you have built up through the year. So when people say, this is my vision, I really, most of the time, see that that is not their vision. It is just a vision that has been built up through the years because of their education. And the fact is, if we want to achieve, we'll be better achieving when no expectations are active, simply because we step behind all these compulsory images that we have within ourselves that drive us towards something. Give up. You need to have faith. It's true. And what is faith? It's much more than believing, as one of my great spiritual teachers used to say. It's much more than believing. It's knowing that something is going to there to wake you up. You need to give up not a little bit, quite a lot of yourself in order to have those achievements that you want. And it seems strange to say, well, if I give up, that means that I'm not going to do actions anymore. I'm not going to perform anything. It's not true. You are going to do much more. Becomes, you will come from a state of freedom, from a state of pure joy when there are no compulsions, and you will be free to go towards the absolute best for your life. Giving up your dream, it doesn't mean giving up your dream. It means giving up the dream you've been dreaming because of your personality. But your dream will start to be an authentic manifestation of the source as soon as you relax and you start giving up and you stop wanting to have control of everything. So what is it, actually? It is between you and what you want to accomplish. There is one word, we have to memorize it and we have to overcome it, and is ignorance. Avidya, as they say in the yoga tradition, okay? Lack, what is it? What is ignorance? Let's define it quickly. Lack of knowledge. Lack of the knowledge of truth. And what, how does this ignorance manifest? It manifests mainly on two levels. One is the personal level, which can be referred to as personal ignorance. And one is the cultural level that can be referred to as cultural ignorance. Let's talk for a moment in the personal ignorance. We already started to talk about that, but let's go deeper into that because you want to overcome it. I'm going to give you a practice later on. I'm going to guide you through a practice when you will start to understand what giving up means. And try to practice it because it is absolutely great. It will help you to live in your flow. Let's start with personal ignorance. First of all, we need to understand we live in a dual world and we function at the same level of duality. In other words, there's a part of ourselves that is in tune with the infinite while the other part is in tune with duality, with the ups and downs of life, with the opposites of life. And the mind itself needs to identify each and everything it sees in one of these opposites. If we see something that we don't understand, we either get really scared, okay, because we're afraid to die, because we're not in control, or we want to be in control, we have to give it, we have to judge it. We have to give it a place within the two opposites of the scale. For example, we have the concept of right and wrong. For everyone, it's totally different because it depends on your perception. And if you see something that you haven't seen before, you don't know whether it belongs to right or to wrong. You get scared, you try to avoid it, you try to manipulate it in order to, or you can try to manipulate it in order to make it as something that you know already, okay? Or you want to create a new definition, your mind needs to do that so that it can stay in one, in the right side or in the wrong side. You need to have control. That is called, that is part of the personal ignorance, because that traps us in duality. On one level, discernment is really important, because the more we go towards the right way of living, which is the way of, only the way of living that brings you closer to the perception of the infinite, it's good. But on the other side, we need to understand that we have to transcend all this. And if we are confined in a way of living according to our own perception, obviously we will not be able to see the rest. And most of the times, let's face it, our mind needs just to classify, and our interest to classify or to define something into the opposite of the scale comes simply from the fact that we want to have our own self-satisfaction. In other words, we define something in front of us so that we can be satisfied and we can be at peace. We think that we can be at peace. But the truth is that what we see has a different meaning. What we see is maybe a manifestation symbolically of the universe in a different way. We never expected it. So that could be an opportunity for us actually to expand our consciousness. Now, the fact is that all these classifications are based on personal perceptions that are aimed to personal pleasure, to give you pleasure, because the nature of our being is to go towards pleasure instead of pain, and that is one of the first steps. The fact is that pleasure most of the time is for total self-satisfaction, and that is, I'm not saying this is good or bad, please understand me, I'm saying simply that if you close yourself into your own reality and that's it, you can't step behind what your life is giving you at that moment to have more. You cannot be more if you keep on trying to stay on your comfort zone all the time. So that is one of the ways that the ignorance manifests in the life of people at the personal level. And one is, you know, we have the sense of attracting and repulsing towards, a repulsion towards a certain thing, attraction and repulsion, grasping and aversion. We have all these aversion. No, I don't want that. Oh my God, that is terrible. Yes, and we just push things away. And when it comes in terms to ourselves, what do? We push ourselves away. Once you will be totally free, those things that are that you are repelling at the moment will be there. They will not go anywhere. Only they will not have an effect on you at all. Because you will see them as part of the same sea. That is part of the ignorance. That is part of the dualistic thinking that we have. And dualistic means going in one direction or another into opposites. Night and day, good and bad, male and female, etc. So, if we are stuck in dualistic thinking, we think that certain things are good to be thought and certain other things are not good to be thought before we just pack ourselves into a nice little box. That is not nice. We try to pack ourselves into a box that seems nice to the eye of the viewer, meets the eyes of other people in front of you. That is also in relation to cultural ignorance, but we're going to talk about this later. So you remember, ignorance is the main obstacle that is within you and any accomplishment you want to have, because it will just blind your eyes, will not give you the ability to move behind what is happening and to go beyond. Because we live compulsory, in a compulsory way towards what we think will give us comfort, wealth, joy, love, and we think that possessing things will keep us in control. But it is not like that, because when you will die, first of all, you will not have control. You cannot. When your time comes, you have to go. You will not bring all these things with you, and what you will have is just your soul. You will not have anything else than your soul. We want to accumulate, so we feel that we are in control. If I have more, I am more in control. I am more than you. And if I am more than you, I can control you. And you accumulate. You take in again and again. That is part of our ignorance. You breathe in, and you never breathe out. That's why in yoga they say, real pranayama, control the breath, is being able, especially, to learn how to breathe out. Learn to control your out-breath. Because we tend to breathe in. Okay, take another breath now. Don't breathe out, don't breathe out. Otherwise you give up things. Breathe in again. And you continue to breathe in once more. And then, no, don't breathe out. And continue to breathe in until you can't stand it. And then you die. Greed. Breathing in all the time. Greed. We want all these things, comfort, wealth, joy, love, possession, security, whatever, only for ourselves, or maximum for those we love. But what about all the families you have had in your past lives, if you believe in those? What about you moving into a new environment? What about your job, your workplace? Those are, you know, people that you spend most of your life with. What about creating harmony in the workplace? What about creating harmony wherever you go so that you can have a harmonious life? Stop fighting between you and other people. You can't be in control of them. Finally, they will do whatever they want to do. What you can do is to start living from an harmonious level and to be in control of your habits, to understand where you're going. If you're going towards your personality, if you're going towards a pure expression of your soul. Then we have cultural ignorance. Cultural ignorance, first of all, is the cultural consciousness that is in every country. Sometimes, you know, I've been traveling quite a lot, and in every country I go, I can feel the overall consciousness. Certain things are good to do, certain other things are not good to do. It is good to think and behave in a certain way. In this other way, it seems strange. If you, for example, live in Thailand, and it is obviously a custom to take off your shoes before you get into a house. But if you go to Italy, people don't do that. People don't do that. If you take off your shoes, it's considered you're taking a little bit of freedom. You know, you should not take so much freedom in the house of somebody else. And in every place you go, there are customs, there are traditions you need to respect. And if your mindset is stuck at that level, you can't get out. Just relax. People are interacting at many different levels, and it's okay to find a line through which you can interact. But that line needs to be obviously transcended. That doesn't have to become the rule or the way that it has to be done at any cost. The way that it will allow you not to breathe. You know, a small alley through which you have to pass through in order to keep on going and to live on with society. Okay? So that is part of the cultural ignorance that we are trapped into traditions and customs. Some of them might be good. And when is it that they are good or bad? Exactly at the moment you realize that the custom or tradition brings you closer to God, to the perception of the universe. Otherwise, they're just limiting your vision. They're just limiting your way of your ability to accomplish something. In certain countries, it is really difficult to bring something new, for example. And that is art. On the bad side, that's part of the ignorance. Okay? So you have this cultural consciousness. When you go there, there is this consciousness that permeates everything and that is activated at the subconscious level, the unconscious, at the unconscious level. You're there, present. Still, after some time, you can't help it. You start functioning at that level of the cultural consciousness. And that is okay. Only you should be aware, you should make work on yourself, meditation, 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 in order to understand the bridge, the line between your soul and the cultural consciousness. The cultural consciousness, cultural ignorance, tells you the way that you should be a man or a woman. A woman has, for every country is different, okay? A woman has to do this, a man has to do that. Or, a woman has to be able to do this, and a man has to be able to do that. But what about the nature? That comes from anger. It comes from the anger that you have within you, that you want to have control over the other sex, you want to have control over society, you want to have power, you want to have all. That's where your personal ignorance meets the ignorance of the culture. But anyway, even the culture is responsible for this because it tells you you should be a man or a woman in a certain way. You have that through the media, you have that through many other, through your friends, to religions, to parents, friends, trends. And in all this, where are you? You know, there are communities nowadays that are also spiritual, and that is great. But be careful when you go there not to get caught up in the karma of the group. Because after some time, it can be easy to forget. I would like to guide you through a practice and then we'll close. Today we had a little bit of problems, I think, on the radio. But that's fine. I will guide you through a practice, the practice of giving up and of communion with spirit, okay? So sit down with your spine straight and the muscles relax. Remember this sentence. Give up yourself to find yourself. Give up your dream to find your dream. Give up your life, and you will find it. This is such a higher way of living. Relax. Breathe in deeply, and breathe out completely. Now, what I want you to think is to keep your eyes closed, and start feeling into your room a presence. The presence as exactly in the same way that you can feel the presence of somebody when he's there with you, feel a permeating presence. Concretely, just feel it. Don't imagine it. Just feel as it is there. Remember when you have a friend at home and in those moments, there are moments when everything is quiet, but that presence is still there. In the same way, feel the omnipresence of the spirit as that presence. Feel this presence as if you had a friend in your room. Very good. And once you feel this presence, offer yourself completely. Say, take it. Take my life. Take my life, take myself. Say, I just give up my dream. I just give up everything. I keep on living it, but I give it up. I keep on act on it, but I give it up. I keep on going into a certain direction. But I give up all these things and I offer myself to you. And try to do this practice. It is a very simple practice, but you can do it every day and do this for 3 or 4 days. And then, on the 4th day, you start listening. You start continue to sit in the chair until ideas will start to pop in relation to what you need to do. And if you feel that there are compulsions coming up, you have to do this. Ask yourself, what is this? Do I want to do this, or do I have to do this? Or should I do this? And just do things from a level of real inspiration. So, to recap the practice of giving up, sit down, feeling the presence in the room, permeating everything, and say, I offer myself to you. I give up my dream. I keep on living it, but I give up my dream. I keep on act on it, but I give it up. I give up everything. Give up. And I just offer myself to you. And then listen. Out on the 4th day, listen. Don't expect anything. I give up expectation. Just stay there. But things will start to come. And then you can communicate. This is what it is. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandy. We'll be back. Have a great week. Good Halloween to everyone. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.